Today is a group of people comprising of Comedy Zone Asia for the 30th International Comedy Festival here in Melbourne. We have Sharul from Singapore.
Hello.
And we have Danielle from India.
Hello.
We have Andrew from Hong Kong.
Hello.
GB from the Philippines.
Hello, kumusta?
And we have Storm from China.
Hi, hello everyone.
Maraming salamat. Thanks for coming.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
Second year for the Melbourne International Comedy Festival to have a comedy zone. How important it is for comedians like you from Asia to have a platform like this in this big international event?
Someone who was helping out at the festival said something very interesting. They said that she was calling up different companies, Asian companies, to tell them that this show is happening. And I think one of the Asian members said that, I thought comedy was for white people. And she said, no, we have, we have Asian comedians coming down doing shows in English. So pretty much it's for everybody and anybody can come watch the show. So I think it's very important for now, the West to know that there's a new comedy scene happening in all over Asia. And that now we are going to bring our world perspectives to you, and it's going to be very interesting to watch. And
But as an Asian myself, I've known for the longest time that Asians are very good at comedy, isn't it?
Yeah. I think also because we're very good at comedy in our own language. So a lot of the shows that are happening in Hindi or Tagalog or Chinese, we're very good at it in our own language, but I think they have not seen enough English-speaking Asian stand-up comedians. Other than probably Russell Peters, or now we have Ronnie Cheng, who's great, he's from Australia. So now there's a huge big scene that's coming up.
So you speak Hindi?
I speak Hindi, and Daniel, who's also who's headlining the show, also speaks Hindi.
I try to speak Hindi. I speak Hindi mostly when I'm outside India, because that's the best time to make sure other people don't know what we're talking about. So halfway through the conversation, I start speaking Hindi. It's funny because back home, we all speak English. It's only when we step outside India is when we start connecting with our roots. Like, hey man, I need to brush up on my Hindi, That's what we do on the long flights.
So I'm getting that it's easy for you to make jokes in English.
Yes. Because back home in India, English is the first language for a large percentage of the population, as is with the rest of Asia, I'm assuming. So English comes very naturally to us. The British have done some good while they were in our country. So now that they've left behind a lot of good as well.
And from Hong Kong, a lot of people in Hong Kong would have different languages as well, correct?
That's true.
Has it become easier for you to deliver your jokes in English?
We have a very diverse audience. We have many expats from Europe, UK, and then Australians, US. So it's really pushed me to think from an international perspective. So most of my jokes are more from I can connect with the international audiences.
Do you have to be in tune with international events?
Yeah, sometimes. Yeah, my jokes tend to talk about stuff's happening around me. I like to talk about Australia. The food is wonderful.
No rice.
Yeah, no rice. That's fine. But the food is wonderful. When you see the seagulls, they are eating so much that they could not take off. When they are flying, they are sticking to the ground. Yeah. So now the food in Australia is very good.
They've gained a lot of weight.
Yes, when you see the birds, they have difficulties taking off. Yeah.
GB and Storm. China and the Philippines sitting together, working together as one. What's it like?
Kicking each other underneath the table, though. So. Let's be serious. Yeah, we love each other. I feel like comedy is a magical way to connect one another, like from different countries, right? Because before I came here, I never know. China, we took your islands? I never know. But since they already brought it up, I'm like, yeah, but we, as people, as like human beings, we are connected because we all love comedy. We love making people laugh. So all other incidents or stereotypes or prejudice, I think that's not really important compared to comedy.
I have this image that in China, you're not allowed to make jokes.
Jokes, okay, but you are not allowed to say certain topics, like certain sensitive topics. It's not allowed in China. That's the way it is. I'm not going to blame it, but that's the way it is.
So you, stand-up comedy is popular in China as well?
Yeah, I'm pretty famous in China amongst only 1,000 audience. throughout the whole country.
Mostly your family and relatives.
No. Yeah, I'm a big fan. Yeah, it's getting there. It's booming. Yeah, because I've done shows like thousand theaters in China, like in both Mandarin, my home language, native language, and English too. So it's getting there.
Is there a certain feeling that you get when you go on stage? Because this is a whole new set of people.
Actually,
do you get a bit nervous, anxious?
For me, it was all right. It was like a brand new experience, though. But compared to the crowd we've done back home, we've also played like mixed crowds back home in Shanghai. It's always like half Westerners, half Chinese people, or more Westerners than Chinese people. So feels to me no difference. But like the reference here is a little bit different. So sometimes I have to adjust or tweak my jokes around that condition.
Is there anything in Melbourne that in particular that sparks your interest?
I think Melbourne, the fact that there's so many, I mean, at least in the city, there's so many more Asians than there are, you know, now you see it's like a melting pot, and at every corner you've got a different, like in Singapore as well, like in Chinatown, you've got Vietnamese food, you've got Indian food, you've got all the streets, and it's beautiful. Like, I mean, they're kind, like everybody's getting along together, and everybody's, but I think the downside is that I think they're also a bit PC about not saying the wrong things to each other. And but I like the fact that it's, I can't tell where I am of the world I am now.
Did you feel at home?
I feel that the Chinatown pretty much like Chinatown, yeah. So yeah, I feel like home. Yeah, it's cool. Melbourne is really cool. Yeah,
you all live in the same place, and you're all housed in the same building, and some of you share rooms. Is that correct, GB?
Yes, I shared a room with Daniel. Actually, what's nice about sharing rooms with fellow Asian comedians is that almost all of us can cook, and we get to share recipes. Actually, I'm planning to get Daniel's recipe for something he cooked last night. It was really, really good. And
was it spicy?
I tried to tone down the spice, but was it spicy, GB?
Yeah,
We didn't have that discussion, actually. It was perfect.
I handled spicy, but it was really perfect.
I think you all agree that you would have to have rice in the diet.
Yeah. The Filipino one provides the rice in the house.
GB is our official rice mascot.
Because he knows how to cook rice from a pot.
Yeah. Yes.
But it's really nice because GB showed up yesterday outside my room with salt, because I said I needed salt. So he came with like salt, and he came with salt and bread. And I felt like, crying. It's like dad coming to pass me groceries. It was very sweet.
Yes, because that's what we do in the Philippines. We knock on our neighbor's door. Can I borrow patis, suka?
Yeah. You borrow condiments and everything.
Yeah, well, Indians do the same. Like, yeah. I mean, just like get some milk or some yogurt, you know?
Is it funny as well? Do you all put your comedian hat on, or do you just relax when you're together? Or do you say, that's a good material for you, this is a good material? Or is it just...
It depends. Like, some comedians usually switch off. Like me, I usually switch off after a show. I like to just... you know, calm down. But some people are always switched on. Like GB is insanely funny. So if you're one of the perks of having him as a roommate, is there's never a dull moment. You know, he's always saying something funny or he's doing something funny. So it depends on the comedic personality as well. But people often assume that all comedians are always happy and we're always, you know, hey, check this out. You know, the funny thing about rice, and it's not actually like that. But it takes a mix of us. But yeah, it's fun. It's fun to get to hang out with people. We would never do this otherwise. You'd never spend a month with the same bunch of comedians in a different country. So I think this is a great experience overall, and big props to the Melbourne Comedy Festival for doing this.
I have this impression that after every stage appearance, mm-hmm. all you guys do, you'd still have that high. Is it true, or would you be like, oh, I'm exhausted?
You know, that because I'm hosting the show, so I keep going on and off stage. And for me, and I was telling this to GB, I think that the adrenaline is so high, and then it slams down, and it's high, and it slams down. So for me, at least, it's very tiring after half an hour. I can't stand, like, I need to go and rest it out. It makes you really high, and then it brings energy, slams it down. So I don't know about the other people.
It depends on how good the set goes. If you have a really good set, then the high is up there for a good 5 or 6 hours. You're in a good mood, you're buying everyone drinks, you're smiling all the time, like, life is amazing. If you have a bad set, then your whole world comes crashing down and you start questioning your own existence. Like, why am I doing this? Why? You know, I don't think I'm really funny. And we tend to beat ourselves up really bad. So it's quite ironic in a way. But that's the good thing about stand-up comedy. It's such a great level of that no matter how good your last show is, your next show, you always start from zero all over again.
It's like being an actor.
Yes, you have to earn your rewards, you know. And that's a great thing. And that's why I like doing this, getting on stage over and over again.
Was there ever a time that anyone experienced a really, really quiet audience? Storm, Andrew, GB? Like, they wouldn't laugh.
It's not that it's going to be quiet all throughout, but there will be some jokes that will not fly sometimes, especially when you do the corporate gigs and all that. You know, the people are busy doing their stuff and you're on stage.
Looking at their smartphones and tapping away.
So you pretty much, as you do stand-up comedy, you experience a lot of type of shows wherein it's corporate or it's a free show that everyone's doing their thing and then you're on stage trying to win them over with your jokes. There will be jokes that will not get laughed, so you just go through your set and hopefully the next joke will do the trick.
I have no idea what GB is talking about. I don't know. Back home, like, comedians, I mean, everyone laughs at my jokes all the time. I really do.
I think during my first like 6 months of the comedy, like into this game, I feel like sometimes they laugh loud, but later on I figure out they were not laughing with me. Sometimes they were laughing at me because during the first 6 months, I was doing some silly jokes, right? Because people did laugh, but I was feeling like great. But afterwards, I kind of figured out they were not laughing with me because they were not laughing at my jokes. They were laughing at, because that's how much I love stand-up comedy, because you share your wisdom with people, then people are laughing along with you.
I have done open mics in Hong Kong where there's only 3 audiences.
Wow.
And all the 3 audiences are comedians. And they
that
don't.
That must have been a tough one to crack.
Yeah, it's a very tough room. But actually, I found out I learned a lot from that experience. If you can perform in front of 3 other comedians, you have no trouble performing for 3,000 audiences. I think that's the theory for comedy.
Thank you very much. Comedy Zone Asia, on until the 17th of April.
Yes, at the Melbourne Town Hall.
There's so many Filipino people coming down. We're so happy to meet them. And they're so nice, they're kind, and they laugh at everything we say. So we want more of them to come.
Yes, please.
And others as well.
And bring in some adobo.
And have a wonderful 1 hour with us. We will make sure we kill you.
Some pork belly.
It's a pork belly. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
SBS.
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 SBS Radio.